Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hello, Brianna?
Hey, Armand. How are you?
Good. Oh, my God. I had a hell of a day today, girl. I'm like, oh. Can
you
hear me?
What
you
been doing? Yeah, I can hear you.
Girl, well, I had a doctor's appointment earlier. So you had booked this morning, but then I had a 12 o'clock. So I was late because I was like, damn, I got a doctor's appointment. It was at 10. So you know when you go to the doctor. Yeah. And then this last couple minutes, my internet was messing up. So, but I know you wanted it to be recorded. And then I got your email. What is saying? What you saying that it was the discount code didn't work?
No, it didn't. Like, I put it in all caps with just the first letter cap. I'm like,
and what did they say?
I need a reading. I don't know. It just said not.
Okay,
valid.
So now I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna make it work tonight. I'm gonna give you a double discount, a 50 off for it. Cause I'm like, I can't be doing that. Sending out shit that's not working, but I don't do my website. I have a guy that does it, so.
Okay.
So now I gotta
go.
I
see if I can partner through Wix. So when I seen that, I was like, oh, okay, that's cool, because my blog is on Wix. I haven't did it in a while, but nevertheless, it's on Wix.
Yeah, so, it's all through Wix, so that's why I'm like, I don't know why, and then, you know, I don't actually manage the website, so I have somebody that manages the site for me, so I'm sorry about that. But
no,
what's going on, girl? I just talked to you.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you, the universe is fucking hilarious. So yesterday, I'm watching this girl. I'm watching, like, a little pick-a-card reading or whatever. And it was like, when is my next love interest? Some shit like that, whatever. And so watching it. And so, like, I picked two pals. So the first pal that I picked, it was kind of like, you know, the last person, whatever the case may be, this person was toxic. So, of course, I'm like, oh, my God, this is referring to, I was feeling like the energy of, like, my ex, not the dude that I asked you about, another person. And so I was like, okay. And so before I can even watch the next pal that I picked, this Negro called me.
Mm.
Exactly. And so, like, it's so much bad blood and, like, the narcissism. Like, I just can't. Like, you know how somebody can, like, probably literally do the worst, whether it's steal money or hit you with a car, and then next time they see, they're like, hey, Armand, what's going on? Like, shit never happened, or, like, a conversation does not need to be had. Like, are you psycho? And then he's just like, I'm like, can you, he calls, so of course I don't know his number, because every time he calls, I block the number, so I'm only going to know once I hear your voice. So he called, I heard his voice, hung up. He called back like 7 times, didn't answer, text like, why are you not answering? So I wasn't going to respond, and I just text back like, hi, can you leave me alone? I do not want to hear from you ever in life again. Like, you're fucking crazy. Like, the last time we, like, were talking, or the situation, like, it just, like, that really was, like, the, everything else been the icing on the cake, but that really was, like, okay, like, you're trifling as hell. Like, no, I just can't. And so, so I'm trying to figure out, like, do you have some type of mental, like, I know people are going to do what the fuck they want to do, but, like, if this is the narrative, every time you call me, it, like, literally goes 0 from 100, I'm calm, then I'm getting agitated because I'm trying to figure out, why are you still calling me? And then you want to do the narcissism thing, like, well, we was together, and like bringing up and like slandering my name and saying all this shit that never happened, and then we stop talking, and then you do it again. You call me like another 6 months, so, and it's just like, you probably are having problems with the girl that you're dealing with, or, you know, whatever the case may be. So it's like, do I believe at one point in time you possibly love him? Because we've been for like 8 years. Like, the shit is crazy. Maybe, but I'm not naive. Like, actions speak louder than words. So to me, all of that is pretty much null and void at this moment. So I want to know, why the fuck do this nigga keep contacting me? Like, is he really just... And let me tell you what was crazy, Armand, in that reading, when she was, like, attracting the next lover, and she was like, I'm feeling like this mate. She said that she felt like it was an ex, you know, based off the path. And then I guess she pulled, like, you know how the little cards that you have when it's, like, say the little phrases, like, what you may miss about a person or something mm-hmm. like that. I guess it was a deck like that, and it was like, she was like, this person misses your smell or, like, the pheromones. Like, I don't know that. And if one thing I know about karmic partners, like, the sex is always overly good. So that just adds to the toxicity, like, okay, we should not be together. This is only this one thing at this point. So I just thought that was really funny that she said that, and I, like, kind of already know, like, that the smell, like, whatever, like, oh, you smell good, and all this other stuff. So it was just crazy that was, like, you know how they say this is a collective reading, but you know if a reading mm-hmm. is for you, because you wouldn't even be guided to watch it if it wasn't.
Right. So, well, first, because you know me, we do the readings, yeah. But then we be logical, we do all that. So
yeah.
if it's a situation where a guy can, you know, hit you with a car and then 20 minutes later or the next day act like there's nothing wrong, that's not a situation for you, because that's a mental disorder, something like bipolar schizophrenia, and that's dangerous. You know, no, I'm only saying that because I have a friend that's going through that. You know what I mean? And she's in a relationship where the nigga will do, like, you know, fuck you up. And then be like, why are you tripping? Oh, no. Or don't won't even remember that they did that shit. So
right.
If it's like that, you know, you got to pay attention. Now, on a level of, well, let's see what the energy is like. So what's your question regarding the guy? Like, what do you want to know?
Why is Leon steady contacting me? Why will he not leave me alone?
Okay.
Like, it's not even a situation of, oh, let me keep calling, I know if you answering. Like, no, every time the number is blocked. And I didn't want to change my number for business purposes, but it's looking like that. And then I'm just very intuitive.
Okay,
like,
I'm getting depressed and reminiscing. So, and then I'm also getting cheaper strikes. So to me, this is telling me that he got into another situation thinking that it was going to be better, but he's realized he's not happy where he's at right now. He's actually extremely depressed, and he's reminiscing on the situations, the positive things that your relationship brought, and it's really fucking with his emotions. So right now, he's in an emotional state, right? He's looking for balance. He has some conflict going on with in his life with this Queen of Swords. This gives me conflict either with a woman, or this could be conflict within himself, and he's trying to relieve himself of the drama that he has going on that's causing him to be depressed. And piece of that is the fact that there's him. Oh damn, this one just flew out. Okay. Damn. Okay.
And then he has the nerve to, for this girl is literally a Scorpio, so I'm like, the audacity. And some other trifling shit has went on, like, last year, which is really, like I said, I've been messing with him since I was kind of like a senior-ish in high school. So my level of loyalty is, like, so unmatched. And so it's just the constantly – that's just like if somebody's like, hey, Armand, or your partner is just like, yeah, but what about last Thursday? Knowing damn well they don't know nothing about last Thursday, but maybe somebody only told them that they seen you, you know, at the bar when you just told them you was going out, but you didn't tell them specifically. So it's like now they trying to draw answers out of you, like for you to be like, okay, I was fucking with this nigga, but whole time nothing happened. Instead of them just asking, it's like you steady putting me in situations where saying shit to trigger me to try to get me to slip. But it's nothing to slip on because I'm not like that. And when you used to like hoes and niggas like that, it's like I feel like you keep perpetuating that negative cycle, all bitches key, all this, like, you know?
Yeah, but this is not going to work for you, this situation.
Oh, no.
He's a good guy.
That.
He's an attractive guy. There's a lot of passion there. And when you guys get together, there's a lot of passion. But with this high priestess, the high priestess could be good and bad, right? And it also means unknown. But for me, this gives me energy of, you know, there's a big part of, because it's sitting next to the swords with the king of swords. It's a lot of kings and a lot of queens in here. So it's multiple people there, and he's coming out in two different situations. So for me, this feels like he's a great guy, right? But it's sitting next to this high priestess. There's something that he's hiding. There's something that there's some drama that he's got going on. And by you saying all the things
probably
that you're saying.
Multiple women. He always dealing with multiple women.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's not. Yes. Well, I'm getting to that, right? But I'm also feeling like I drew an Ace of Pentacles, right? So I'm not sure if he would be trying to come to you and for money or needing stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know about, but I'm seeing you got to watch that too, right? So.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm also seeing the Ten of Wands. The Nine of Wands. So you'll have to be protecting your livelihood, your space, your energy, work life, finances, because this person also could get to be a little bit needy. Like, oh, well, can you do this for me? Oh, I need you to do this real quick. Can you run me to the, you know, and then you can't do it. Now, I got the Ace of Cups in reverse, which means we'll drain you emotionally, right? He's an emotional drain for you. But, yes. Also, and I have the Seven of Cups, which means this person also has a lot of options. So they're sowing their seeds a lot of different where. So it's not just you. It's not just the girl he's got now. What I'm seeing is with the Six of Swords, he's trying to figure out who is going to stick and help him get out of the situation that he's in right now. So he's just he's going down his list of who made me feel good, who responds, right? So by you responding, you are you're feeding into it. So I don't think this is going to be healthy
like
for you.
The grass is greener on the other side. Like, he's like the perfect scenario for that saying. Like, you always keep finding out the grass is not greener, but yet you can't help it. It's like a kid in Chuck E. Cheese every time. Like, you keep, like, that's always the issue. And then he lies about it. And then you go, oh, this girl, we got our money tied up, like the last situation about this girl or whatever. No, kind of find out, no, you're living with this bitch. Like,
yes.
I was just like, what the fuck? Like, no.
No, and
so
he has
like,
enough.
And
he can become obsessive if you keep entertaining him. He won't let you go. So if you give a little bit, he'll always feel like he's hooked on to you, right? So then he'll come and then he'll disappear when his life is going great. Then when he needs someone, he's feeling some type of way about where he's at, he'll come back to you because you always keep giving him a little bit.
And
he knows
bit
he can come to
like,
energy.
Hi,
are you
guessing? So, yeah, at this point, I'm going to just change my number because, like I said, the only reason I answered because I didn't know it was him and I do have other things going on where people are calling me from numbers I don't know. So that's the only reason I answered. So it's like at this point, and every time he calls, after he calls, I block the number.
He needs something right now. He needs something. Either he's unstable. To me, I feel like his living situation could be shaky. His money is shaky. Something is shaky. And he's looking to you, hopefully that you can help him get out of it. Oh, boom, that just jumped out.
It's probably the girl because it's, and that's another thing. It's like, you know, I have a lot going for myself, and this is like something from like way when I was in high school that just kind of just trickled over. You think you were loved, and the older you get, it's like, no. I start getting into spirituality. I'm like, okay, this is karmic. Like, what the fuck? Like, so. And then the girl, like, it's like she's like one of those girls, oh, your phone under my name or whatever. Oh, so-and-so call you, I'm going to cut the phone off. But then when to talk to you, I'm going to hit you on your iCloud or whatever. Then if you come back home, okay, I'll turn your phone back on. And it's like, nigga, you letting a bitch little bow wow your ass. Like, you supposed to be on your shit. Like, you a tourist. Like, and not saying, I know everybody don't have those attributes, but it's just like, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't put him in so many, like, oh, you want to be an author? Let's read. You have a talent to write books. Like, if I understand everybody may have, like, a street path, but it's like, flip that knowledge into something legit. Like, you know, I'm always giving him resources. The last time we got back into it, my cousin is a construction owner, got his own business or whatever. He was trying to, like, sell a house. Like, you know, but it's like, you're not about to keep, I don't look at it as using because I'm a genuine person. It's like, oh, you gotta need a contact on something. I don't mind giving it to you. But it's just like,
It's definitely using you when they only come when they need something, right? And then they don't acknowledge the things that they've done to inconvenience your life in any kind of way, and they only come to you for you to help them when they're down. But when everything is on the up and up, you don't hear from niggas. That's definitely
right.
That's definitely using. I've already seen that. He sees you as a value, as a monetary value, as a resourceful value, right? And so when he feels like you can be there, because it's like when shit starts going wrong with him, you'll notice that he'll probably be starting to hit you up like, all right, what do I need to do? He respects you as being a smart girl, but he's just a trifling Negro, right? So it's like one of those situations, you're probably too good for him. You know what I mean? Not bad enough, right?
That's the fact.
Like you said, you know, you're not, and it's almost that idea of, you know, even I know you're not a square or anything like that, but it's almost like you're not cool enough. But really, you are cool. But to those type of people, with cool is the ratchet chick that just kind of,
No, I know what you mean. No, and I have all of that exposure. So that's, yeah, okay. So, yeah.
But I get what you're saying,
like.
Yeah, but you're, and so with that too, that can also be intimidating. But while it's intimidating, people do recognize that in you. But what they'll do is they'll try to use it to their own personal benefit when they need it. See, he'll go fuck this bitch and be and live with this bitch and do all these things with this bitch all day long. But then the minute that he needs some business shit done or some resources or some money or a business idea or something like that, he knows exactly who he can call you. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. you cannot be that person anymore. So continue to do that. Now, this person, he feels like if he begs enough or pushes, you will break. You'll crack. Because it's like, man, you know what's up, man? Like, why are you doing this, man? Like, you know what I mean? We go back, like, why are you doing me like that? You know I care about you. It's not even like that, man. You know I'll be boo, 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 boo. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, all right, I'll give you the number. I'll do this. And then, boom, he feel like he get on his toes, and then the nigga's back. Out again, or he flash on you just over some bullshit. You know, you don't need mm-hmm. that in your life, and so
yeah.
That's not what you need. You need to continue moving forward.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? You need to move forward, and I wouldn't necessarily change my number, especially if you have clientele. If you got money coming to your phone and opportunities, you can't
yeah.
change your number over a nigga. You just need to block that number. You know what I'm saying? And
I do every time. And it's like, that's not even like, it's like I literally have not been involved with him since, I don't know, like the last time I was involved with him, like after that, like I've been celibate, whatever. And so, like, the thing is too, like, whether it's I'm trying to be nice, like, I can't check in on you every blue moon. Like, what are you talking about? The only reason you have it's not like because I'm just leaving you, like, I'm not blocking your number. Like, I'm leaving hope, like, oh, I'm just leaving unblocked so he won't call. No, every number he calls from, I literally block it. And that's what he's like, oh, I'm tired of, why I gotta. It's not like I'm not trying. I'm steady call. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I've told you. And it's because you clearly, if you are a man about things and you really want to fix things and you really was, now you're waking up smelling the coffee, the conversation would be different. The conversation would be, these are the things I know I did wrong. Like, you would stop trying to play manipulation games. Trying to get me admit to shit I didn't do. Just because I know you used to host cheating on you, I don't play those type of games by far. Like, I don't. So, yeah, so I guess it's just so unbelievable. But the thing is with him, it's like, okay, so I answered the phone. So I'm just like, you know what? What is it? What's going on? Okay. have a good day. Please don't contact me anymore. And then it goes into the defensive, oh, well, you really going to act like this? And then he says something triggering that's like really hurtful that is still like an open wound to me. Like, he don't know. It's not like I've like cried on the phone. But you know, like when you're talking to a woman, like what's a trigger, especially if something that only happened like a couple years ago, like, you know what I mean? And then it's even more of a trigger because you weren't there when it happened. You were fully aware that it was happening, but like saying it like it's nothing, like in the conversation, like why you got me on the phone, like it never fails, like you always say some insulting thing, and it's like, what's the point of that? Like, you call me. So for you to try to like throw a dig about something like personal that I went through, or you know what I mean, like that has something to do with you as well, and you're speaking on as if it just don't mean anything to you, like I don't know, like that don't sit well with my spirit. Like what are we talking about? So
yeah,
I don't even understand that. Like, you're calling to get in contact with me, but when you see, I guess, the conversation is not going your way, you always feel the need to take a toxic dig. Like, I know you know that ain't just make the situation better. So what is that for?
Well, that's manipulation and mind control. Feel guilty, or that's to break you down. A lot of men do that to women to break them down mentally so that they can get what they want.
Right.
So it's that's because you, so in order to get what he wants, right, in certain situations, they need what a lot of men do, they'll try to break you down so you could feel bad about yourself and bad about your situation, so then you can feel, quote unquote, how they feel. They try to break you down to their level.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to, you know, so you got to understand, like, that's classic manipulation. However, I'm flipping cards still, and I'm getting masculine feelings, loss, equality, and third party. So I'm just, this is a lot of empty bullshit that he's saying, and he's just really trying to, this is all self, because the third parties are never going to end. He's the same thing he says to you, he's saying that to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. That's,
you know,
neither here
saying?
Nor there. Like, I don't care because I have no interest there. Like, I just want to know, like, why?
Well, like, I told you why.
It's over.
That's the easy part. That's the easy part. The why is because you are a foundation. You will. I told you, like, you are a giver. You are a helping person. So you will talk to a motherfucker. If a motherfucker needs some coins, you'll probably loan it to him. You're resourceful. So when a nigga is down, they're going to call you to help them get up. And he feels like he has that connect with you, and he feels like you should understand his struggle. You understand him. You know him. And so he feels like you should have his back.
Hell no. Like, when we were in a relationship.
But you're at a point where you're like, nigga, no, I'm not having your back now. Like, you should have thought about that a while ago.
Yeah, like, I know. Yeah, that's crazy.
So,
whatever.
So, yeah, but you'll start to identify things like that. To me, that's just in a situation where a person is just trying to get something from you because they see. I mean, a guy just did that to me the other day. You know what I mean? Don't really call me. Don't say shit to me. You know what I mean? Don't really fuck with me like that. But, you know, but then slide in my DMs and, you know, because especially I hit the nigga up and be like, what's popping, bro? Like, I need this, I need that. You know what I mean? No response.
Yeah.
It's just very dry. Right. And then,
right.
Boom, can I get $40? Then I didn't respond. Is that a no? Nigga. And I said, nigga, we don't even talk like that. The fact that you feel like you can ask me for $40, I mean, it wasn't about the $40. It was just the principle that, oh, so when you need something, you know exactly where to find me. But when it's just on some, like, let's kick it, let's be cool, like, let's be genuine to each other, you rather give that energy to outsiders than other people. But where's that same energy when you need something? Why do you call me? Where are those motherfuckers at that you're spending your time with, that you're respecting, that you're treating right, that you're entertaining, you know what I mean? That you've been cool
probably
with.
Be treating him like shit.
Right. Where are they? That's treating you exactly. That's 9 times out of 10 treating you like shit. Call them. Don't call me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
don't
a fact.
Me.
Don't call me.
You know what I'm saying?
Please make that
a
shame.
Real.
No, huh? I know.
So that's what that is. That's exactly what that is. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
He's depressed because they probably are treating him like shit, and he wants to get cool with you. And right now, to be honest with you, he might want to try to get back with you for right now. But it's not genuine.
Yeah. I've already felt that intuitively. Like I said, I don't play about loyalty, but that was a problem, you know, when I was, like, seriously, like, dating him. Like, this nigga cannot, like, and I'm just so more, like, you know, intuitive and, like, logical about shit. I understand, mm-hmm. like, when you don't, you know, address a certain area in your life, you may not necessarily lash out, but you do other things to, like, cope. So whether that is becoming a sex addict or whatever, it's a form of coping, you know what I mean? Oh, let me just not mentally attach to people, or let me be with you, but constantly cheating on you, like, constantly. Like, what the fuck? Like, no.
Well,
like,
so you sound like one of my friends is going through this. So they're going through a situation where, you know, the person that they're with has just cheated with several different people, just and has admitted to now having a sex addiction. You know what I'm saying? And have been hiding it for a while. You know, to a point where they were paying for prostitutes, all kind of stuff. You know, and also they're a little bit abusive as well, right? So and they lash out, and so it's real. It's real, but then they want to come back like, no, no, no. So the thing is, that's the mind fuck. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is this, that person needs to get help, right? So if you wanted to be a solid person, a solid friend, if you really cared about the person even a little bit, you would start to have, your job is to have that conversation with them, a serious conversation, and see if they're willing to get help. If they're willing to get help and try something, then maybe you can start the process of being cool. But at least get to see, because you know more than I know, the
mm-hmm.
actual what's going on. So my thing mm-hmm. is this, assess the situation and see if the person is willing to get help with their issue. If not, there's nothing that you can talk about. That's like a
no, I mean, so, I know I'm the, go ahead, I'm sorry to cut you off. I didn't hear you.
No, I'm just saying that's just like a drug addict. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Always wanting to call you and needing this and needing that. But the first thing is like, no, you're going to have to show me that you are trying to get off of the drug. If you're not
That's
trying
right.
to do that, then we can't.
I don't really, like I said, like, it has been too much damage and manipulation.
Okay.
Like, I don't want. That's the whole point of this. I have no interest in
Were you
in
pregnant
getting,
by him?
I was.
Okay.
And the girl who he's with now, we literally were like a month, if that, apart. And
okay.
so, you know, she had the baby and all of that. So all of this.
And you
like,
got an abortion?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's coming through.
And so he just like, you know, like, I just have certain things, like, I'm not, if I see how something is going, you know, like, I don't ever wish to, like, raise a child in a one-parent household. If I see some wretched
right.
shit going on, like, I'm sorry, like, that's just something I'm going to have to deal with when I die, whatever the case, but I'm not bringing no child into anything like that, like, no, like, and so, like, when we were, like, together or whatever, you know, he's, like, definitely tried to and purposely, like, you know, tried to get me pregnant on multiple times, you know what I mean? So it's, like, now when you look at
that's
girl,
crazy. Remember that baby was coming through on that last reading? I did not know where the fuck that was coming from.
On my reading?
Was that you or was that another?
I don't know, because remember I wrote you, I was like, I don't remember shit you said. I should have recorded it.
But you asked me about two different guys, right?
Well, this time I'm asking you about a different guy. But, yeah, so the first time with Brandon, that was a different guy, too.
Yeah, it was Brandon, and then there was the musician guy.
No, that is the musician.
But you asked me about two guys, I feel like.
No, I was only talking about Brandon that reason.
Oh, child. Sorry, I'm wrong client. I be doing some reading. Okay, go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
So I think I mentioned something because you said, I don't know, we said something about Juice WRLD, and I was like, that was one of his clients or that was one of his artists. Yeah. And so, so now I guess, you know, he's looking at this girl as a meal ticket, whatever, like he had a baby with her and all this other stuff. But it's like in the time where I was pregnant, like I literally sent him the papers, all this other shit. He like, I can't see your name. How do I know this? I got to a point where I sent the bitch my ultrasounds. Like you think you finna make it and dash home free? You finna go, you know, live with her at the wedding? Just been, and when I started back, man, I already was like on some, no, like you didn't did some other shit that was dirty. So this is strictly sexual because I haven't had no dick in I don't know how long. So this, you were my last partner, and that's where we're gonna leave this. Like, it wasn't going any further than that on my end. Like, I had no, you know, plans of ever getting back in a relationship with him. Period. So when this happened, like, you knew damn well I was pregnant. And so, like, so the part that blows me is goals, because I wasn't having that. Like, no, you're not coming to live with me. No, we're not doing none of that. So goals and live with the girl. Just act like my whole pregnancy didn't matter, because I really didn't get an abortion really until the last minute. Like, I didn't even sign down until I was 4 months. Goals and, like, has a whole pregnancy with this bitch, like, I'm not pregnant at the same fucking time. But his sister said he called me here and there. Are you really pregnant? And to me, that is so trifling. Instead of owning up and telling her, I fucked up, I got both of y'all pregnant.
So you wouldn't have wanted to get rid of your baby, but you got rid of your baby because you felt like that wasn't the right nigga to be with. So you're dealing with that trauma right now. And that's why you're mad at him, because he's not really getting it. So a lot of your guys' issues right now is over that, the fact that he got the next bitch pregnant and that you didn't keep your baby and he's still trying to come back and you want him out of your life. But y'all are connected because y'all did create something. This is sloppy. This is a mess. This is a mess, right?
Yes, however, this is a mess.
But however, since you've released, the baby's gone, right? So he has to go, too, at this point, because, you know, you were in, if you stay with him or if you get back with him, you're going to just start keep those feelings of regret about, well, damn, I should have kept my baby, this, that. You've got to start over, and you cannot. What you can't do is sit and beat yourself up about it every day. You cannot sit and torment yourself, right? But at the same time, talking to this nigga is not going to help you heal. And you're not going to heal overnight.
It's not. Like, I don't beat myself up about it. Like, I accepted to the situation. Did I want to do it? No, I didn't. But am I going to be logical and think about certain things, even though clearly I don't know the future? But at that moment, like, I'm not stupid either, and I do have premonitions, so I'm not going to short sell myself. Like, no,
right.
I definitely have gifts, so I can make say, like, oh, I can't see it to the future, but in a sense, yeah, I can. So so the only thing that triggers me, like, we was on the phone, he's like, yeah, then he's talking about you was going to put me on child support. Well, whole time, you ain't even had no fucking baby. Like,
you can't say nothing like that.
This is what I'm saying. So, you know, I'm like, I'm hanging up, and this I know is still a trigger because I'm getting emotional now, but like saying shit like that, like, and this is all off of you literally just called me. I didn't not answer your phone call 7 times, so I finally answer like, yes, what's going on? What do you need? You calling me out my name? I'm not even, I said, I didn't call you out your name. I said you were low vibrational and you are a psychotic because I'm not understanding why you're calling me, and I've made it clear to you that we're done. Like, it's the last time we were together, we were done. It was nothing emotional. It was strictly sexual, and you knew that. That's the type of nigga you are. That's the type of shit you want to do, right? No, we're not ever getting back together. So for you to, so for, like I said, getting defensive and saying shit like that, even before, like, this is like 6 months ago, this nigga called me, same thing. I wasn't entertaining him, didn't know who he was, picked up. He calling me. I'm like, you're drunk. Go home to the girl you left me to be with, right, who you got a, had a baby. And I don't know, I'm not gonna say it sounds fucked up, but karma is real. Like, she had got pregnant with twins. One of them died.
Wow.
Yes.
Karma is real.
And so, yeah, and so it's just like, you know, like, again, like, either way, like, just the whole thing of how dare you have somebody pregnant in another place. And of course, you know, like I said, loyalty is big to me. So you've known me since I was a senior in high school. That's literally how long we've been dating. So the audacity for you to, oh, because I'm not gonna let you move in and shack up or whatever, like, oh, we're expecting the baby, you go and do it with this bitch and just whole, like, my pregnancy was not it was just non-existent. Like, I literally was going through this shit myself. Like, hell no. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Like, I call it what you want, if I'm whatever. No, I am not bringing no baby into that. Like, no. I know I will be a bomb-ass mom, but that shit is crazy.
Right. No, I understand. Like, you know, in these situations, I don't judge either way because I don't know what it's like to be a woman, right? And so, I understand. So you have to do what, you know, you have to do for yourself. However, you owe that. You owe that to the baby, to yourself, to not stay with this nigga. Because how dare you? How dare you, you know, not go through with the pregnancy but still be entertaining this nigga? He's got to go for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're going to keep talking to him even a little bit, you might as well keep your kid.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm not interested. Like, I know, like I said, I'm pretty sure I'm the only sane one because the girl, she tried to, like, really ratchet but be trying to act fake bougie or whatever. So I'm pretty sure I'm the only one in his life. You know those, like. So I'm like, I'm the only sensible one that can talk the way that I'm talking that could even probably be like, you know, you may have a sex problem because literally exes that when we were really dealing with each other, that I came across girls that he messed with or whatever, and it really wasn't nothing. It's just like, oh, okay, like, you got a little fan club, whatever. Not saying that that's not something, but I was just, you know, taking a mental note of it. So 3 months later, this bitch calling my phone. First of all, I'm super private. I barely be on social media. My name on social media, you wouldn't even know that's me. That's the point. You're not going to be able to find me unless I tell you my name. So how did she get my number? Because your dumb ass fucked her and went to sleep, or you spent the night over there, the one day or the 23 hours we was into it. Like, and she went in your pocket and got your phone. Duh. You see what I'm saying? So it's just like, what the fuck? So no, I will never get back with him. That's been over and done with. I'm just trying to understand, like, it just seems like you're just like, I don't give a fuck at this point, or I'm just trying to feel like, oh, no, are you really not comprehending?
Well, he's not comprehending, but addicts, he's trying to get what the fuck he wants out of the deal. He needs something.
Yeah.
He needs something. That's what it is, girl. Because, you know what I'm saying?
And it's like, boss the fuck up. You want me to be a boss and to do all this and all of this, like, and not by far one of those girls that's like, you in your 30s, because I don't like that shit. Like, that's how I feel about my mom pushing school or people on me. Like, let people thrive in their talent. So I'm not one of those people that's like, oh, you're at this age, you should be at this milestone in your life. But nevertheless, you should be having something going, like not just jumping from pussy to pussy, land, hoping to land in the apartment. Why is your shit not in your name? Why are you not, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I told you, I told you it was a come up. That's what that was, that Ace of Pentacles right there, I pulled. And that's an emotional drain. Now, you definitely don't want to do that because you'll be arguing and trying to defend your position, and he'll still be doing him. Because once he's just looking for some stability right now. I'm telling you, bro. Like, he's in a situation where he's like, all right, I'm finna leave this bitch. I'm finna woo-wop, switch some shit around. He's like, he's trying to get up out this situation. You got to think about it. We're in the middle of a quarantine, pandemic. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on. So he probably like, mm-hmm. all right, it's time to switch some shit up. So now it's, he just want to check on you. Don't check on me.
Right.
Don't check on me. Right?
Right.
So, yeah, that's all that is. But you got to stay strong about it. You know what I mean? He probably won't go away overnight. He's not. The more you push back, the more you push back, the more he'll probably want to be interested. But eventually, he'll go. And if he doesn't go, what will happen is maybe he might finally change and come back and address and be a man. That's the only way I would say even entertain a further conversation is if he came back on some whole new shit like, yo, let's make this right. I done got help. I done did this. I done did that. You know what I mean? But for now, you can if you want to talk to him and say, hey, I think you have a sex problem, try to get some help for it. And once you do that and actually have a real conversation with him and give him the resources or the tools, then you let him go. Let him go for real. And let him know. Like, don't tell him that right away that you're going to do that, because it's going to be like, I mean, it's going to stop the whole thing that he's trying to prove. But what you need to do, if you really want to help him, right?
I don't give a fuck. If he got hit by a car tomorrow, I probably will go buy a whole liquor store and celebrate. Like, I'm good. Like, I don't, like, this is what I'm saying. Like, you've literally burned the whole bridge and think that you're going to walk back over it.
But to say that, I feel like that's because you're hurt. That's pain. You do care.
Right. So I don't care. Like, I don't care anymore. I don't care on a personal level about you getting help. I don't give a fuck about you. Like, honestly, if my vision could be annihilated and I could not remember you, I would actually hope for that best. Like, I don't care. I don't care what happened. So,
yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm good. So it's like, that's why I'm like, yeah, I'm probably just going to change my number or something, because that's how serious I am. Like, no, leave me alone. Like, there's nothing to talk about.
You know,
like,
where you live, stuff?
Yeah, like family members, like my mom and stuff. But me, no.
Oh, he don't know where, so he can't just come to your house?
Mm-mm. But like, when I was, like a while ago when I was, you know, spending some time at my mom's house, this was like when I got back in contact with him the last time or whatever, one of, like, my little ex-best friends was like, oh, yeah, he was asking for your number. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm good. And then she had called me, like, yeah, he said he on your porch. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, no. So, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, but where I say per se, no, that's what he's been trying to do. Like, yeah, I want to come see you. Like, no, you're not pulling up on me. Like, no, like I said, I have no interest. Like, this is literally the conversation. Like, oh, I will not answer for 20 times. And then it's like, you start tweaking. So I just answer like, what is it that you need? Okay, literally the conversation goes to 0 to 20 million. Then he'll call in another 8 months, 6 months. It's just like, just stop altogether.
Yeah, because there's still a lot of, because he's having regret too. He's got an issue and you're hurt. So you both need help. You need probably therapy if you're not in it, right? You probably need to go to therapy. He needs to get help for his issues, but you can't help him. Now I'm listening. You can't help him because you guys can't really communicate effectively, right? Because you guys will talk and then you're beefing. So until one of you at least is a little bit in a better place. Because, yeah, I hear you. I hear that you're doing your thing and whatever, but you're still hurting personally, right? And he's a big trigger for you. So you can't even have a civilized conversation with him. Because then you get all these emotions of all the fuck shit he's put you through. And so you get all, so you'll be good until he just brings this cloud of anger and remembering of darkness and just bullshit. And so it probably really dampers your mood, right? So until you gotta get through that. Once you get through that,
which is why I'm saying, like, I have no interest. Like, I don't care to ever. If I saw him at Walmart, I would continue walking because, like I said, yes, the conversation is very civilized until he says shit like, man, you know you did some crazy shit. You tried to do this. Or the last time we talked, yeah, what's going on? Where your baby at? Where your baby at?
Oh, wow.
Yes, Armand, this is what I'm saying. So I don't. I think because I told you I sent through because this nigga thought he was finna get it. That's what was pissing me off. Like, how dare you just, you know, get me pregnant and then, like, you, like, whatever. We not even gonna get into all that. But you purposely did that shit. But anyway, so it's just like, you knew. So you playing dumb, acting like you don't know. Then when I send a girl, I'm really not that girl to be like, oh, whatever, like, I'm really not that girl. But my thing is, you going to go live with this bitch and think you just getting off scot-free, and now she's talking about,
right,
I'm pregnant. Oh, congratulations, bitch, I'm pregnant too, and I'm actually due before you. Like, the fuck? So that was
right.
My whole point behind that. So all this, yeah, you had your, like, I feel like that was just a way of him, like, kind of confirming, like, if I still had it or not, because he claimed she didn't tell. Come on, ain't no way you living under her roof and she didn't tell you this text or this ultrasound with my name on it just came through her phone. Cut it out.
Right.
And the girl called me, and I was, like, ending my yoga class, so I didn't answer. So I think I was texting her or whatever the case may be. And, you know, like, instead of you humbling yourself and trying to get information, it was still, like, you know, ha-ha, well, congratulations. Well, bitch, he ain't been in no appointments with you. Yeah, because you got him locked down at your house, but he's using your car. He's just, you know what I mean? Like, duh,
yeah.
Bitch. Like, but you find in this moment, instead of you even being mature enough to find out what's going on, or how many months we are apart, like, it's like, you know, these things or whatever, you're being immature and, like, trying to throw shit in my face that really you don't even know. It really don't even mean that much to me because I really know him. Like, I'm not moved by that. Like, and that just shows, like, you know, where you are. Like, you're not able to have a grown woman conversation. You're more focused on saying, well, he wasn't at the last appointment. Like, bitch.
Right. Right. So
I knew then, but you were in your feelings because you called me. So
yeah, but she was ready.
And I even wrote her back, like, you know, I'll call you back in a minute. I'm in a class. So then I don't know if she didn't get a pep talk from her friend, and they was just like, don't worry about it. Like, you know, like, yeah, all right. So it's just always been that. But see, this is what I'm saying. So what are you saying? You're not speaking up about it. You know what I mean? Like, instead of you taking responsibility, you go and, like, leave me for dead. And you knew me before her, all of this. Like, that is the craziest thing. And I'm not oblivious. I know it happens, but I wasn't raised like that. Like, granted, yeah, in a sense, I didn't have, like, a two-parent household, but I did. But, like, my grandparents' marriage of 40-something years, great-grandparents, like, I don't come from shit like that. Like, yeah, my dad and my mom were apart, but I still never, like, felt the wrath of, oh, a one-parent household. You know what I mean? So, bitch,
right.
I'm not going through this. No, this is what I'm not doing.
I'm with you on that. And I'm with you on all your frustrations regards to it. However, I'm with you. But I'm still saying that in order to truly get over something, right, we do have to face our fears and our demons and the thing that trigger us the most. But in order to get to those spaces where you can face those things and not be triggered, you have to go through the process of armoring yourself up. So this helps. talking to people like me that don't know you from a candidate or him, so you can get unbiased, you know, and then you go, you know, things like that, and you start doing other things that will strengthen you. So address them, right? Maybe you don't address mm-hmm. them with him, but you address them with people that you trust or the people that you confide in, and you become vulnerable. You still sound like you need to do a hard cry, right? You still feel like you need – I still feel that that needs to be let out again, because there's a lot of pain there in you in regards to the situation, and you're not completely over it, and it's going to take time. That was a very traumatic situation that you went through with this guy, and to me it feels like there's a lot more to it than even that we can even get into right now. You know what I'm saying? I feel mm-hmm. like – I feel like it's a lot. You know what I mean? So you're not going to get over it tomorrow, but I think the necessary thing that you're doing is disconnecting, right? Talking to people about it that you trust or that you're comfortable with. These are all coping mechanisms that will eventually, you'll get through it, and time heals all. However, during this process, you're doing the right thing. You don't need to be talking to this dude. You can't help him because you need to help yourself first, right? So you just need to continue to cut all ties. If he's not getting it, you know what I mean? You might have to change your number because it is such a heavy burden on you. It is like you guys had a baby, was, you know, going to have a baby together. So that's different just than a crazy ex. Like this mm-hmm. is, you guys like a real connection. You guys created a person, right? And it went awry. So you need to disconnect and restart completely. And so every time you have a conversation with him, I'll tell you this, it's going to set you back.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So, and your friends, they're not with you on this. They don't even need to tell you. You don't even need to know when he's reaching out to them, right?
Exactly.
So they don't even need to be telling you. If he's reached out to them, tell them, don't tell me. Actually, he should be blocked from all your phones, too.
Mm-hmm.
Don't, because for you, you need him out of sight, out of mind. You don't need to know, because then if he reaches out to your friends, that's still going to trigger you. Well, why he reaching out to you? What does he want?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So let everybody know. I don't give a fuck what this nigga's saying. No, I don't want his number. Don't even tell me that he's called you or he's seen you. In that sense, I don't want to know. I'm moving forward. And you stick to that. Start to see that over time, you know, things will change. And then, two, with things like that, you know, energy, the universe will start bringing other people into your life, right? And then you can't be having that nigga on the wing, on the side, coming through with all that energy and thinking you're going to find a good man, because that's not even going to work.
I know. That's what I've been trying to, like, I don't necessarily, like, want a relationship, but just, like, to talk right. Well, I don't know what, it's not that I don't know what I want. I'm not saying that that's the goal, but I'm optimistic. So if it leads there, whatever, but I'm just like, it really takes me a lot to even have to talk to somebody, because I really don't even just be wasting my energy on people. So I'm like, when the reading we did with Brandon, I'm like, oh my God, I hope our mom was not picking up this nigga energy but no, you said a good man. This is a trifling nigga.
No, I don't think it's – I think honestly, and this is just me speaking as a logical person, as a friend, and as a, you know, just like a person that's like – I would tell one of my girlfriends, like, no, that's not the space you want to be in, because I'm listening to you. I hear you. It's not – like there's so many times black girls, right, strong black girls, they get these type of dog-ass niggas. And they always end up, these single black females, or end up feeling like they don't, like their confidence level is low. They end up broken, right? They end up giving up their dreams and all kind of shit because of these fuck ass niggas. And you don't want to be that. So my thing is, once a nigga show you how he is, and I think he's shown you, you take that L, you dealt with it, you heal yourself. but you move forward. And you don't let these niggas be trying to come back into your space, because now you're starting the process of healing. He had his time. He had his chance. That nigga's done.
Yeah.
If it got to a point where I felt like I had to leave to get an abortion, nigga, I don't need to talk to you ever again in my motherfucking life.
My point exactly. This is why I'm confused. Here. Like, it's not like I'm leading you on and giving you action. No, I'm literally not.
But now you can't stop him from trying to communicate. And we know why he's trying to communicate, because he feels crazy, he feels stupid. And then, at the same time, he can...
But no, but I know what you're saying, like, stop him to communicate. So, like, are you saying in a sense, like, it may be a conversation that he's trying to have, but no, he's not, though. Like, it's literally, oh, what you doing? Oh, we could talk about it. Like, it's literally like, okay, I'll bend to your will because I want to get back in your good graces. But then the time that I have met up with you or whatever, like, in the past, you still not on shit, like, relations, like, you saying, we can talk about whatever you want, let me just pull up on you, blah, 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 but then it's like, when I get into whatever, you're still not taking accountability for anything.
Right. And you don't
so
have time
like,
for that.
No,
so guess what,
like,
that does? That sets you back. And so that frustrates you all over again, and you go inside your house, and you piss the fuck off for the next week. Your whole day is fucked up because now you're thinking about all this shit. You don't need that. I'm telling you, you don't need it, and you can't stop him.
I know, Armand. That's why I don't deal with this. I'm just giving you the backstory, but no, I've been like, no, this nigga is not, this is irrelevant. I have not,
So what you need to do is perhaps, you know, if he's going to continue to keep trying to find ways to call you, you might have to change your number. I'm not really a big change my number kind of person, but if he's that persistent,
me neither.
You might have to. And then two, the biggest part is, because once the numbers change, he's going to just contact other people around you. So you need to let them know that you can't stop him from reaching out to them, but you can tell them to not tell you.
Right.
So you don't want to know. You don't want to know about it. So whoever that person is that he probably, you let them know, I'm changing my number. If such and such call you, find you, you don't know, don't give him my number. Don't tell me because I'm moving on. That nigga's dead in my head from this day forward. Like, you know what I mean? Because
friends,
they keep people alive. They keep them alive because your friend will tell you, oh, he reached out. And then
right.
You start to go and think, well, what happened? Well, what he's saying? Woo, woo, woo. No, you need to not hear nothing about him at all, good, bad, or indifferent. You need to move on so you don't need no one bringing no messages back. Because if that's the case, then don't change your number. Let the nigga keep calling. Let him tell you himself.
Exactly. So, yeah. Yeah, I know that, and he hasn't, you know, did any of that or whatever, but... I'm over this. I just really wanted to know why. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'm so mad I wasted a whole reading on this asshole, but it's okay.
No, it's okay because I think this is one of those situations where you just needed to talk and get it out and vent out. And I told you why. He's unstable, but I already pulled it. I told you. The nigga needs some place to stay. His money is funny. The situation is getting a little tricky where he's at. And he's trying to find his backup plan in case he gets put out from this bitch.
That's the fact. So, yeah, that's crazy. I don't know. That's some ghetto shit over there. And, yeah, like I said, this
But you shouldn't be surprised.
No, I'm not.
So, what do you do from this day
but
forward?
But it wasn't
you
like,
to release
I'm not surprised because, just because, you know, on the outside looking in, but, you know, when you're in a situation, I'm just going to say you're not able to see clearly, or not even that. This was not my narrative when we were together. So that's why a lot of shit is like, you like when you, I'll just say this, even if you a street nigga or not, you know what type of caliber of a woman you dealing with. So you cool, you may, you know, fall back into your ways and do some of the most shit, like with the little ratchet bitches, but for that one that you know now coming like that, now raised like that, you going to stay on your P's and Q's for majority. You see what I'm saying? So this wasn't my narrative, like the little ratchet shit towards the end and you pulling shit. This is like, who is this person? Like, you wouldn't pull none of this shit with me. Like, yeah, the little unfaithfulness. Yeah, I would get, like I said, because, like, I literally think this nigga, you know, he has an issue. He's promiscuous. So, and I think it's a coping mechanism. But all this other, like, no, this shit was not never pulled with me. Like, no. And obviously, one sin is not greater than another, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah. So, this is crazy. So, yeah, I'm good on that.
Well, I gotta send you that discount code again because you know I'm gonna try to get that to you so we can catch up and kiki. But I hope I hope you got it at least to release because sometimes it's good to release with somebody you don't know, right? So just
because I did go to counseling once, like, and I really think this was too early because I think it was right when I had an abortion, or I think I was still pregnant, thinking about getting it. I don't remember. And I literally was talking to the lady, and I cried the whole fucking session, and I never went back because I'm like, and I was talking to my friend about it yesterday, and she's like, well, you know, it's different forms of therapy. Maybe, like, you know, maybe talking to someone, because as you reliving it, is not helpful. And she was like, you know, you're very strong, and when you fix your mind or tell yourself that something's not going to work, it's not going to work. So I was just like, yeah, maybe I should to look into, like, different forms of therapy or different things.
Yeah, and I think even what we just did tonight, I mean, today is a form of therapy.
Yeah, it was.
And you should feel good about it, and, you know, because then you get that homeboy like, all right, bitch, this is what I think. You know what I'm saying? Versus all the time when you sit with a therapist, it's like, okay, relive this and do that. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That stuff is good. But sometimes you need to get it from a place where it's like, where it's our language and it's our culture and we talk about it. Like, you know, I try, you know what I mean? I think that you're strong enough to get it. I just want you to understand that you are powerful. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep telling you, keep understanding your power. Fuck that nigga. Fuck the past, right? You have other things that you should be focusing on, moving towards. You have goals, businesses to create. And the thing is, you will be blessed. You will have abundance. You will have a successful family. I told you that. I said, girl, I see a baby.
I told you I forgot what you said because when you were like,
I told you you were going to get pregnant and you by Brandon. Remember, I was like,
no, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Oh, my God. I said, girl, a baby popped
in. No, because remember, I said, because remember you were like, put in, because even if we're on the phone, I got like two or three other iPhones, so I'm always recording my readings and voice memo. When you asked me to put on my headphones, I was just tuned in, and I couldn't really record like that. So I didn't record it off my other phone or whatever because you were saying you couldn't really hear. So that's when I wrote you, like, I forgot every fucking thing you said about him.
I said there was a baby. I swear to God. Fuck, man. I wish I would have recorded that, too. But I'm like, you're going to have another baby. I'm telling you now. I don't know exactly who, but you're going to have another baby. He was like, me? He was like, man, I don't know. I'm like, I don't know. I'm seeing a baby. Remember, I said that to you. Something came up with a motherfucking baby. I know I'm not tripping. It was you.
Maybe it was past energy, Armand, like now.
It could have been. It could have been, but you brushed over it.
Oh.
Because I was like, there's something. I'm seeing a baby here. But I feel like you are going to have one. You're going to have a baby. You're going to have one. You're going
well,
to have
maybe, like, the next reading, we could just do a rereading. Like, I don't care. Like, whatever. It doesn't matter. Because I know you were saying, like, I was
Damn, you forgot.
Like, I literally, and because I like to re-listen to my reading so I can, like, stay on track or know, you know. So I was like, you said something about I was blocked and all this other shit. And I definitely remember the stuff, like, waking, you know, the messages 3 to 5. I remember it all. But everything regarding him, I swear to God, I don't remember shit.
Because remember, there was two things. I flipped for two different guys. I said, well, let's see what each ones are saying. You told me about two guys. You told me about a dude you was talking to now, and a dude that
I'm not talking
was from
to nobody now.
Oh my God! Or it was a dude, or the. Girl, I'm telling you, see, you are confusing me.
No, I'm not. I only remember because I paid for the questions on the live, and it was about why do I keep dreaming about Brandon. So then I purchased the session, and that's what we were talking about. And then I asked you about my career.
Oh, and that's when the baby came up. And you was like,
and remember, I was like, I haven't talked to him in years, and his mom randomly sent me a song he made, but I'm not talking to nobody right now.
Okay, well, maybe we just got to do that over.
Yeah,
you might have
we
to get a free.
Some.
You already got two, so I might just get you a free 30. We might have to redo that because we didn't record it, so we might have to do another one. I'll have to schedule in for that.
Okay, well, just let me know.
Okay, so I'll call you. I'll call you, or I, you know, I'll hit you up.
Okay, or you could just, if you need to me to purchase it or whatever, and just send me the code or whatever.
Okay, yeah, okay, I'll send you the discount code, too. All right, yeah, let's do that. All right. All right, boo, thank you so much. But we got to get that other reading out there, because now I'm pissed.
I know. Yes. I'm like, I don't remember shit, damn.
But this is going to be good that we connected it. I'm recording it. I hope you're recording. I'm recording it on my my desktop right now. So we're going to talk about it again. And I'm wishing you well. I'm liking this. That, you know, and, you know, I'm here. I'm your spirit animal now. You got me over here.
Yes.
I'm like,
I love Armand. Oh, did you get my email? Do you have a
P.O.
box that people be sending shit to?
Yeah, I do have a
P.O.
box.
Okay, send it to me.
Okay, I'll send it to
you. And what's your color scheme for, like, your apartment or your house that you live in? Like, is it
really
like these, like, accent with gold? Silver.
Yes, gold.
Gold. I know in your office you have blue, so maybe I just
it's blue, gold, blue, gold, green. You know what I mean? My whole house is like brown and muted colors.
Okay, because there's something I want to order you. It's this resin artist. I literally just ordered like hella coasters. This bitch is so fucking raw. I'm like, I'm about to order Armand some shit. And I ordered you some soaps from that crystal bar, so I wanted to send it to you.
Okay, yes. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to try it. Okay, so I'm excited. And I'm going to open it up on Tarot Tuesday and do all that good stuff.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So I'll let you know when the package is on the way. So just send me your P.O. box so I could, when it comes, then I'll just get it sent straight to you.
Okay. That's fine. I'll do that.
Okay, cool.
All right, girl, I got to get out of here because I got to go pick up my damn car. It's a long day. And then I'm filming today, too. So you just a pit stop in my day. So I will see you on the flip side. And I got to try to get that code to work. So I'll see you. We'll try to work on that code together, too. So I'll talk to you later.
Okay. All right. Talk to you later. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank you. Yeah.